Today's Warm Up 1.3, and we have an actor in our studio. We have the Belle of the Ball from Cinderella. She plays Ella. It's Alexis Sims. Hello.
Oh, hello, Tony. Yes, I'm the Belle of the Ball.
You're Belle of the Ball. I think I have a feeling you don't even need Cinderella to be the Belle of the Ball.
Tony, come on now. Don't make me blush.
You have an infectious laugh. My goodness.
Oh, that's good. I love that.
So I have a lot of questions for you, but right off the bat, I got to do this.
Yes, let's do it.
I saw on your resume, stellar, by the way, that you've been in Law & Order, SVU, and Blue Bloods. I need to know if you played a corpse.
I did not play a corpse.
Okay.
I actually was on SVU twice.
Ooh.
The first time, to my parents' chagrin, I played a woman named Bibi, who was actually a lady of the night. Yes.
Okay. Right.
And then I played a police officer on my second.
Okay.
My second one. And on Blue Bloods, I played a lawyer. So, like touching it all, you know.
There you go. All right. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, because I just love the name of this, was Cirque du Soleil. You played something called an banana spiel. I can't even imagine, but
Just,
I love the name. What is it?
Yeah, so banana spiel was Cirque du Soleil's first attempt at vaudeville, what later became Paramore on Broadway.
Mm.
So banana spiel was like their first go at it. We won't talk about what year it was because I don't have to tell you my age.
Oh,
but banana spiel, it was like vaudeville based. It was still circus acts, lots of clowning, really heavy clowning, and no trapeze or flying. So it was all things that you could do.
All right. I was wondering, because usually when you're in Cirque du Soleil, you're doing all these crazy things.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, she's crazy, but you're not.
Well, I mean, we don't know that I'm not crazy.
Okay, I got a feeling you are. I just have there's a little touch of madness in you.
Touch of madness. Keep it interesting.
Okay. So what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? Tony, I take long walks on the beach, you know. When I'm in slow motion with, you know, my headphones in, so it feels like there's a soundtrack to my life. No, I actually do, though, when I'm by the beach. I went to California. I had a little break time, and I actually did take long walks on the beach, and it was fantastic. Mm. I love to read.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
You're boring, too.
I know. But you know what? It's because, like, okay, have you ever, are you like a reader or a movie?
Yes, no, I'm a reader. And even when I'm looking online and they have videos of something, I don't want to watch the video on CNN. I want to read the story. I really do.
Yeah. Well, yes, it's like, it's interesting how much you can get from both, right? And like how in reading, I feel like because my parents used to read me bedtime stories at night, they really made me develop my imagination.
There you go.
So I have this like vivid inner world now so that when I'm reading, I can literally see the whole thing. And I think that, I guess that's like helped me be an actor.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Wow, discoveries.
Were you, you must have done all the school plays in high school and all of that.
I didn't, actually.
No?
No, I did show choir.
Okay, well, all right, that's fine.
And I did talent shows. I was in, I only did two plays in high school, the last semester of my junior year and then the first semester of my senior year. And after the first musical, I was like, wow, I love this.
Yeah.
And I went to this like summer intensive and I was like, Mom, Dad, like, this is what I want to do. And they were like,
they must have been very happy with that.
Yeah. They were like, what about international relations and diplomacy? What about med school?
That's right.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I think acting.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I want to sing and dance on stage. Okay. Yes.
Exactly.
Mom, you make the costume.
Exactly.
More with Alexis Sims in a few moments. She plays Ella in Cinderella at Geneva Theater here on Warm Up 1.3.